Power 94, that be JTT. It's the homie Big Two, and you have entered the chat. Right now, we got Nick with the Stats with an End of the Chat exclusive interview.
What's going on, y'all? It's your boy Nick with the Stats, and you've entered the chat with me and Dan Koff, the director of PR for the Lookouts, and Greg Dennis, the head coach of Chat State. We have a special interview going on because we've got a seven-inning exhibition game with Chat State versus the Lookouts Wednesday, April 2nd at 6 p.m. What does this unique opportunity mean to y'all and your teams?
Yeah, this is such a great opportunity. I mean, this is something we used to do. We did this for, I think, 10 plus years. And then, you know, after COVID, we didn't bring it back. So this is the first time we are doing it since then. And it is just such a really cool opportunity to have Chat State out here against the Lookouts in the first game of the season.
Yeah, I mean, it's actually, it's been 14 years. We started in 06. And it's been really a program-changing experience for us. I mean, it's from a visibility standpoint and just a credibility standpoint and everything. I got here in 04, and this started in 06, and it was one of the big boosts for us from visibility and recruitment and all of those areas. And it just and the relationship that we've developed with the Lookouts has been one that's just been super rewarding. And you guys have just been just so gracious to us. And we look forward to getting it started again and being able to bring some of our people out there and let them enjoy the experience.
Y'all have your specific teams, your reserve teams on both sides. Who are some key players that we should watch out for this year? Rosters change constantly. So who are some guys we should keep our eyes on?
Dan, why don't you go? I'm interested to hear that.
yeah. You're trying to get that inside information. Okay.
Just a little scouting report.
So our guys right now are in Arizona. They'll be in Arizona until end of March, and then they'll come up here. They'll have a day of practice and then hit the field on the April 2nd. We'll probably have some returners, but we had some really great guys in Dayton, and everything is very fluid, so we don't know who exactly will be on the roster yet. Some guys to keep an eye on would be Chase Burns, our number one pick last year. Some great guys who are in Dayton, like Sal Stewart. You know, we should have a really good crop of young top prospects to face off against you guys.
Well, and I would really like to encourage the Reds to be really conservative and bring those guys up slowly. You know, give them that good experience in the high A where they can, you know, get their feet really under them. And then, man, mid-April, later will be a great time to bring up those high-end guys and let them go.
Yeah, maybe April 3rd, you know.
Absolutely.
Yeah, definitely April 3rd.
To bring them up. No. We're busy going now. I mean, we're 14-8 right now, so we're rocking and rolling, and we've got a number of guys. Devin McCarron is a guy that's played all over the place for us. He's hitting 430 right now and doing a great job. Braden Graves, who's a returning sophomore, is hitting right at 400 right now. Brody Ballou is a guy that was one of the top 10 junior college freshmen in the country last year, and he's off and doing well. Ben Fisher is one of our arms that has thrown well. He's 4-0 currently. You know, the one thing about from a pitching standpoint, and for us, is we play conference that Friday, Saturday, and then the Friday, Saturday after it. So we want all of our guys to get to experience some, but we have to kind of piece things together a little bit because we're in the middle of things by the time we're really on the backside of it some. But we've got some guys that are having really, really good years and are, like I said, extremely excited about the opportunity to get out there and get to kind of pit their wares against AA competition.
These games are just not just fun. They're also have been competitive in the past. I mean, it's just really good baseball. It's just a great thing to see, as you said, AA players, future Major League Baseball players, you know, square up against these guys.
Yeah, and that's what we sell our guys on. It's just going, hey, we want to be competitive. We actually had a couple of years, I think two or three years, where it was a one-run game, and we were really excited about that. And just going, hey, man, that, you know, we want to make it something that's watchable and enjoyable, but also, you know, for our guys, it's a great measuring tool for them to realize what, you know, the caliber of ball. And to us, our World Series, our JUCO World Series is in Grand Junction, Colorado, and it's a huge event. This is probably the closest thing to mimicking what it's like to playing there, is playing this game and them being in this environment.
And I had a question about kind of the rules for this, because Chat State uses aluminum bats, where the Lookouts use wooden bats. Will we see a difference there? Will will we shift to everyone using wooden bats, or will it still be a little bit different?
Yeah, we're going to play by Major League Baseball rules. So all wooden bats. We'll actually have minor league umpires. We'll use our big bases, all that. So it'll be kind of, we'll be the quote unquote home team. So it'll be per MLB rules.
Yeah, and believe me, the last thing we would want is those guys with aluminum bats.
I was just about to say that.
It's bad enough with wood bats in their hands for us, but put aluminum bats in their hands, and our infielders would be playing in the outfield, our outfielders would be playing in the river.
Yeah, right. You're down on Riverfront Parkway.
Absolutely. So, yeah, no. That this game starting in 06 for us and using wood, by about 08, we started all batting practice all year round for us in practice and that type of thing. We hit with wood because we found that it was such a great tool to be able. And so it really kind of motivated us to start using wood on a much, much more regular basis, non-game wise for us.
Where can we get tickets? Where can we find more information on this as we get closer to the game?
Yep. Lookouts.com. Tickets are $7. Proceeds go to Coach Ness's program. So it goes straight back into the baseball team. Lookouts.com.
They're again so gracious to make this into some kind of a fundraiser for us, and believe me, I've always said through the years we should be paying them what they're giving us just to allow us the chance to go and do this, because it's for our guys, it's a unique experience, and we really enjoy it, and we want the community hopefully to come out and get to see the early version of the Lookouts and get to enjoy them in a little more relaxed atmosphere and hopefully get them prepped and pumped up and ready for their season to begin and take off in a great fashion.
Get your tickets, come out, see it. It's going to be a great time, and can't wait to see what happens in a month. You know, it's going to be right around the corner.
Yeah. Well, we're excited. Looking forward to it. Come on out.
It's baseball season.
It's baseball weather. Cold's going away, thank goodness. But, you know, we're going to get out there. We're going to have a good time. And, yeah, get your tickets, lookouts.com. Guys, I appreciate you taking the time answering these questions. And can't wait to see what happens in a month.
Awesome. Thanks so much.